This is episode number 21. Welcome to the Sprouting Minds podcast. I am your host, Diego Never Lose Cruz, and each week I offer you a new perspective or a message to help you realize your inner goat. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now enjoy the episode. Welcome to this week's edition of the Sprouting Minds podcast. We have a stellar conversation coming right up for you. This week, I sit down with Randy Chang, a San Diego-based photographer and videographer. We had a wide-ranging talk, talking about his love for photography all the way down to the creative process involved. We even discuss the future of pictures and videos, and he was kind enough to give pro tips on how to take better pictures. If you find value in this conversation, make sure to share the episode with someone who you think needs to hear. A quick reminder to subscribe to the Sprouting Minds podcast if this is your first time hearing it. Rate it. Review it if you're a fan or if you haven't done so yet. And without further ado, let's get right into the episode. So, welcome to the Sprouting Minds podcast, Randy.
What's good, bro?
What's good, my man? Please introduce yourself and explain what you do to people who are hearing about you for the first time.
So, I go by Randy, or also known as Radaran. I'm a creator in the photography, videography world. Mm-hmm. I had a company called No Budget Media, which primarily shot real estate listings. I say had because I just recently closed it. I'm trying to build something else now. So,
damn, okay, we'll look out for that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you said you started off. You do photography and videography.
Yeah.
What came first?
Or was it? Photography came first for sure.
Yeah. And when did you get started with that?
Growing up, dude. Like my dad always. He always shot photos and videos of us, of the fam. So we always like love to watch it back and reminisce on it. Mm-hmm. So I always had a camera in my hand, always like, you know, like shooting with my little sisters and making funny videos and shit, taking photos.
Yeah.
And then it progressed over like high school, and I started like hanging out with my friends and then just shooting photos of them on my phone. I had like one of those fucking My Touches, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I started with that, and then, well, what drew me to it was the editing process, like where I can manipulate certain colors and mess with the contrast and all that.
Yeah, dude.
So then,
editor, I'm sorry to interrupt, but
you're good. Go ahead.
Your edits are sick, bro.
Appreciate it, dude.
And I can't wait to talk about some of your edits later on in the conversation.
I'm just getting started, bro. Like I only took this thing like seriously, like a couple years back. Like I just been playing around, just trying to learn everything.
Yeah. There's so much, like me, I'm just barely getting in touch with like the creating the content and stuff like that. There's so much that goes along with it. Was it like a mountain for you to first get started? Cause there's so much to learn, you know what I mean? Or was it just like, I'm gonna take it slowly since you weren't really thinking about turning it into a business at the time?
Right. Yeah.
So it wasn't too much pressure.
Yeah. Not a lot of pressure. It was just a hobby at first. I was super passionate about it. So I just made myself like try different things, try different photography, like cars, you know, architecture. I started just trying to test everything and then try to get good at it.
Uh-huh. So like for each thing you shoot, it has like a different style of shooting. Like you said, architecture, cars, like you have to treat those differently.
Definitely. Yeah. So like you got to like get a certain lens for it to get a certain look and different lighting. And you got to know about where the sun hits and all that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a lot to it, man, but people don't understand that.
Exactly. Like me, I'm just like, from my outside perspective, it's looking like you just have a camera and like you're just with a camera and you're, you know, going around shooting in it. But for your, it sounds like from your standpoint, it's so technical. There's a lot of things that normal people wouldn't realize goes into it.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot to it. You gotta study for sure.
Yeah. When did you start to jump into videography afterwards when you got started? So it started with, you said, photography. When did you jump to other media?
Honestly, like when YouTube was coming out, I started seeing like a lot of videos. So I started to like make little videos here and there of like my car builds and like just fucking around with the homies.
Yeah.
And then like Instagram started becoming like a lot of video stuff. So I started doing like real estate videos for weddings. Wow. And then, yeah, that got me to where I am today in my career. I'm a video editor for a TV show now. So.
Oh, wow, dude, what TV show is
that? It's called The American Dream. So it's a national TV show.
Nice, dude. I'm going to have to check it out.
You said it's not that great, bro. it's like literally like old people like doing showing their real estate listings, and it's lifestyle. It's cool like to watch it at first, but once you're like editing and seeing it every day, just like whatever.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, the repetitiveness from being on the show and doing the editing yourself, it's like
right,
like, worn out its value now.
Yeah.
Do you like to view yourself then as a media company? Because I know you say you're on all sorts of social media, like Instagram, you said YouTube.
So I wouldn't say I'm a media company because I'm not there yet. Because I'm still, like I said, I'm still new to all this and I'm learning as I go.
Yeah.
And I feel like a media company is a group of like individual, like creative talent, you know, like a bunch of them. But right now I'm just running solo, so.
Yeah, you're just getting your feet wet into it.
Yeah.
I feel like you've come pretty far. Since you said you only got started 2 years ago, you've already come pretty far, and now you said you're working at a TV show. I think that's
yeah, dude. Honestly, it's connections.
Yeah.
I did a lot of free work for the time that I started, just to like build my portfolio, you know. So,
wow.
I did a lot of free work for a lot of artists, for music videos.
Yeah. Wow.
And that came back tenfold because one of them hit me up and was like, oh, you need a job for a video editing. So I said, fuck it, took it.
Yeah. Wow, dude. I mean, that definitely goes to show that like when you provide value for other people will pay it right back. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
It's crazy that you had to do like free things. Cause I hear a lot of that advice through a lot of other podcasts, like, you know, provide value for other people, do things for free, and hopefully maybe one day it'll come back to you. Good karma. Type stuff,
right? Yeah, because I mean, you're first getting started, you know, you don't really know what to like charge yet, and you're still learning, and
yeah,
once you get the hang of it, and you'll get your price right, and you'll work with people who you'll get to that point where you get to say no to certain people and say yes to bigger things that you want to do. So I would say just do it for free, do things that you don't think you would do, and just go from there.
Do you feel like you have your own style of shooting compared to other artists? Like you shoot in a certain aesthetic?
My style comes and goes, man. Like every time, like, because new shit comes every year, you know? And through,
you mean?
Say again?
Styles of photography or new styles of shooting or what do you
mean? Yeah, shooting, editing, all things like that, through trial and error, man. Like I feel like every year I level up in a different way. Like I don't really think I'm different than anyone else, or I just try to be better than who I was. That's hella cliche, but it's true to me.
But
like I said, my style is all over the place because I can't make up my mind. I like to try different things all the time, and that's like the beauty of it, because photography, you can take it one way, take it another way, go back to different things, and
it really isn't like an art form. You're like an artist, but you're doing it with pictures and video and
stuff. Painting. Definitely, I agree with that.
Who has influenced you the most? Like what media content or content creators have influenced you the most, and how have they influenced your thinking, your career path, the way you
I'm influenced by many, if not all. Right now, I can name like Mighty Kills on Instagram, Tim to the Wild, Joe Greer. They're all like super talented, talented people. They definitely inspire me the way I shoot, because the way they capture their certain moments, and like it makes me look at the world differently. So,
wow, The thing I like about like photography, like you said, is just like it's like a captured moment in time, and it really is up to like the person to, going back to how we said it's an art form, really is going up to the viewer to be like, get into that photographer's mind and be like, damn, what was he thinking when he shot this?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like you're freezing time for that, just that quick second.
Yeah, yeah. So it, the more I think about photography, the more deep it can actually be.
Yeah, dude. It gets even more crazier when you do street photography, because everything's happening so fast and you're trying to figure out that one moment that you like.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to get into that more, like street photography, because I haven't really done it much. But yeah, I feel like that will definitely like make you progress and level up.
Yeah.
Because you'll develop an eye for it.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking awesome, dude. Do you mind like spilling out the secrets of what gear you're using right now?
Yeah, I'm using a Sony A7 III as my primary camera. I used to have like a drone, a big stabilizer, and all that gear.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm going back to the basics to master my craft, because wow. I feel like everybody thinks like, oh, I need the newest gear. I need this. I need that. But start with what you have and learn from it and literally know the ins and outs of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds so cliche too, because you know, like, we hear a lot of things like start with the basics, and especially in the world of like photography and videography and how it's all really technology, and technology keeps evolving,
right?
Like new gadgets keep coming out to try to distract the new photographer or videographer from learning the basics. So I feel like that's a really big takeaway, is to go back and learn the basics.
Right, exactly. And with that being said, I'm thinking about going back to doing film photography.
Oh, wow. Is that like the fucking the little thing?
Yeah, so like developing my own film, like really taking it back. So because you can't really look at your pictures after you've taken that photo. You have to develop the film. And
yeah,
it gives you more time to stop and think, and really, because you're limited to like 20 to 30 shots in a row. So it makes you stop and think, and instead of like pushing the button, taking a million photos digitally.
Yeah. Oh, I get what you're saying. You have to put more thought into it. It's like
real,
because you're limited on the amount.
Exactly.
Wow. That sounds awesome, dude.
So, by doing that, it's just like you're definitely going to like develop the eye for it.
Yeah. Ooh, man, I wish you good luck on that one. That'd be dope to see your wedding and film.
Yeah, right. It's gonna be tight. Dope. A lot of big things. Yeah.
I want to dive into like more of the process of creating content for you. How do you get the person, place, or thing that's in front of the camera onto the film chip or paper just the way you want it? How do you like see it in your head? Because like, yeah, just explain your creative process.
You know, I'm still amazed on how that actually happens. Like, I question it every time. I'm sure it's in books that I need to educate myself with, but I'm like, how does a picture, like you take a picture on the camera and then you can put it on a fucking flash drive or a SD card and it shows a picture. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's why I want to go back to film photography, because I want to go through that whole process and learn about it and how the picture comes out onto the film and you develop it and all that.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying like right now it's instinctual for you? Like you don't really even think about it. You're just like, do this, do that. Like, how do you command a shoot like that? You know what I mean? Like, are you someone who goes into the shoot like knowing, okay, these are the type of poses and looks I kind of want? Or is it all dependent like that day, that moment? Like, all right, do this, do that.
Yeah, it depends, dude. Like, If I'm shooting for a client that's modeling, I'll for sure like talk to them. They have a certain look, certain poses that they want to do. I always ask like, what's your good or bad side? Because a lot of people have their good sides. Make sure like they're comfortable with me first before I do anything else, because that's what's going to show behind the camera. Like, I want them to feel like there's not a camera in front of them and they're just talking to me instead. And then I just shoot the moments that just happens. Yeah.
Are more into the content creation, do you come across stretches of time where, like, as a creator for yourself, where you're just not liking anything? that you're doing. Like, there's times where you like you're shooting and it's like, oh, damn, it's not coming out, or no, it doesn't look right. It doesn't look right. Are there times like that, and how do you deal with?
All the time, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's why I don't post most of my stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm just like such a perfectionist. I just want things to look a certain way, and if it's not good to me at that moment, I'm not gonna post it. But
sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I feel like then a lot of your work then, like you said, doesn't get posted. Like you have so much more work hidden in the vault.
Oh yes, I always keep all my photos on a hard drive stored away, yeah. Because, like I said, as time goes, I get better. I learn more. I can go back with my editing, go back to that certain photo, manipulate the colors a different way, depending on a certain mood. And yeah, just because like I don't like how it looks now, it doesn't mean I won't in the future. And that's what I love about photography, man. It's never ending. So
mm-hmm. It really, like, the more I'm hearing you talk about it, it really is an artist's perspective. Like, I'm imagining you, dude, with a fucking the little pastel. You're like, you know, trying to.
Yeah,
sounds crazy to my mind.
It's definitely an art.
For sure.
And yeah.
Truly appreciate even like just a simple photography or video now. When do you feel like you do your best work? It's gonna, you know, since we talked about, you know, you go through a lot of times where you're a perfectionist and you don't like any of your work, when do you feel like you do your best work?
When I'm not pressed for time. Like if a client doesn't have like a deadline or anything like that, I have more time to be creative in the post processing.
I was just saying when you have more time then. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then like if the client gives me like the creative freedom to shoot how I want and edit how I want, then that's how I'm gonna do my best work.
Yeah. That's like the here you go, Randy, do what you want. Like letting the bull free type of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your motivation for creating? Like why dive into videography, photography? Is it just like you said, your dad was always taking pictures. Did it really stem from that? Is that like your motivation now to why you still do it? Or is it just because now you just love it so much? Like, I don't know. You want to explain further on that?
Yeah. It always just is. It's always with me for some reason. Like I try to put it away. I try to do something else, but I always come back to it. I just love taking photos, just my passion. Like I feel like every in your lifetime, what you see every day, you're mentally taking a picture with your brain. So
wow, that's basically what a memory is, you know?
Exactly. So wow, so what I like to do is just bring a camera with me and just picture that moment, and then when you can print it, you can put it on your wall, look back at it, and yeah.
Wow, dude. I'm always like when I go traveling anywhere, I'm always like someone who likes to be in the moment and not like bust out my phone and take cameras. But then I always appreciate when someone has a camera around and takes a picture to help me remind me. And so like you're that dude with the camera and the picture there, like fucking capturing the memories, my man.
Yeah, dude. Like I just love looking back at photos, videos, and just, you know, looking at the good memories and stuff. Yeah.
But like when you look back at those like photos or videos, you can re-feel those feelings in that moment.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like you just back, especially in this time in 2020, man, it's just like fuck. I wish we can go back to this moment right here. But, yeah.
Talk about like the biggest challenge for you in your work, either in photography or videography. What's your greatest challenge right now to you?
Right now, I would say booking a lot more clients. Mm-hmm. I haven't been putting in my all into like the marketing or business side of it.
Connecting part.
Right. I have like a couple consistent clients, but not so much new ones, especially during like the pandemic. So it slowed everything down. I would say that's my greatest challenge. But as time goes by, I'm doing a lot better, and I have more time now that I work from home. So
yeah.
A lot more time to be creative and book more clients.
I feel you on that. That's my problem right now, like trying to connect and find more people to hop on the podcast. So
you're doing it though, man.
Yeah, shit. It's hard, like, cause you know I'm naturally like an introvert. You know what I mean? So it's like,
same, like, bro.
Gotta reach out to people. It's like a mountain in my head, even though it's really not that big of a deal.
But that's the time where you actually grow, you know, when you're out of your comfort zone and doing uncomfortable things.
Yeah, big time, big time. Talk about like your work as a, like your body as your body of work as a whole. Are you do you feel like when you touched on it earlier, do you feel like your projects are literally different every single time, or are you like as the whole body of work, is it, are you trying to portray a message?
I'm just shooting just to shoot. Like I said, when I go back to film, it's going to be a lot more storytelling.
Yeah. Are you going to school for that?
I'm all self-taught, bro. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've just been trial and error, man. Just doing it. I mean, there's YouTube. You can learn pretty much everything there too.
Yeah. I feel like that's the best way too. Trial and error. Like I'm a person that's like, do it. Let me make the mistake and learn from it.
Exactly. That's just how I grew up. Like, I like to reverse engineer things and go from there.
Damn, dude. I'm excited for your film, for your film projects and just
appreciate it.
Your body of work overall. I mean, whenever you do bless the gram with the pictures, they're dope, bro.
Appreciate it.
What do you see is the trend for the current day as far as media goes? And then where do you see the future headed?
Fucking TikTok, bro. That's what I see.
Yeah.
That's the trend right now. And then like now Instagram has like integrated the reels and shit.
Yep.
I mean, it's cool for some, but it's like super saturated in the photography side of it. Cause everybody's doing the same video, the same tutorial, and like, it gets played out.
Yeah.
But as for
my bad.
What were you saying?
I was just saying I've seen the same like style of cooking video where they throw shit and like, you know?
Yeah, it just gets like repetitive. So
yeah, but TikTok, the short style videos. How long are TikTok videos?
Shit, I don't even know.
Yeah, I try not to spend any time on it, but I hear a lot about it.
That's my fiance, man. She's always on that shit making videos. It's funny and all, but
yeah.
But like for the future of content creation and shit like that, it's gonna keep growing. There's so many intelligent and creative people out there. They're gonna come up with dope things every time. So
yeah. Do you feel like the trend of like those short, quick videos, do you think that's just like naturally wired into humans for us to be like like waste our time on?
Yeah, that's actually true, because
really
we have such a short attention span. Yeah, that they say the first 5 seconds of a video is where you're going to capture that person's attention. So whatever's in the first 5 seconds is what is going to either break.
Make or break.
Yeah.
Damn. Thanks for that knowledge though. I feel like I got to make a little short little videos right there.
Yeah. You gotta do all that.
Yeah. Do you have any pro tips? Any pro tips for taking any pictures or videos? And
Like I said, know your camera fully, know what every button does and how to use them in different situations, because every situation is going to be different. You're going to mess with, some days you're going to have a sunny day, some days you're going to have a cloudy day. You got to learn the very basics of photography.
Mm-hmm.
After you learn all that, I'll say don't shoot in like auto mode.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, because that gives you like a preset settings where you're not going to be able to get what you want from the camera. Once you take it into manual mode, you can manipulate the lighting if you want it a little bit darker for a moodier tone, or you want it brighter for a light and airy tone. It all depends. So I would say, yeah, know your camera fully and learn the very basics of photography. Learn the rules and break the rules too at the same time.
Oh wow, I like that. Learn the rules and break the rules.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to coach you on that one. I like that. what's also the best time to shoot? Morning, daytime, sunset, nighttime? Or I guess it all depends, huh?
Yeah, it all depends. A lot of people say don't shoot where the sun's right above your head, so like midday. But I've been learning about it that it's probably one of the best times to do film photography. It's better lighting for that. Early in the morning when sunrise and sunset's always a good time for the golden hours, because you'll get that nice like Cali look, golden hour look. Mm-hmm. But if right now I've been shooting like super early in the morning, 5 a.m. My clients just like the more monotone look, neutral look. So I've been doing that. It all depends on your look. If you want a more sunnier look, beachy look, sunset, sunrise, or if you want like a more neutral look, I would say like super early before the sun comes up.
That's good to know, because I feel like, especially in this day and age, yeah, everyone's trying to take a picture or a video or anything like that.
Yeah, man.
I was going to ask you if you had any advice for young people starting out, but I feel like you answered that with saying get to know your camera and know every function, like every button function.
I would also say, like, for people starting out, just go out and shoot every day. Like, just keep shooting no matter if it's good or not, because you're going to learn. You're going to keep learning and learning. Take on projects that you would never do, and just to learn about it, just to be good in every subject, that if it does come up, you know what to do.
You experience doing all types of different styles of shooting.
Right.
Randy, where can the people follow you, keep up with your work, keep up with the style, keep up with the photography, keep up with anything?
Yeah, they can follow me on Instagram at Radderan. So that's RADDERRAND. And then I have a clothing line coming out too. It's called 93 Collective. So.
Oh, we're still, yes, we're waiting for that, man.
I got you, bro. I just literally signed all the business stuff for it. And
oh, yeah. Damn, I'm excited. Congratulations, dude.
Appreciate it, bro. So it's going to be sick, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. I'll drop some links in the show notes, and then people will be able to follow you there. Question, Randy. What is your definition of success?
Yeah, that's a hard one right there. But I would say my definition of success is having the freedom to do what I want to do, to be financially free, and then being humble every day and living a happy life surrounded by people I love. A simple life. To me, yeah.
Oh man, I love that definition, my man, and I think I want to acknowledge you for just being super humble, dude. And you know, you've always been a cool dude ever since I met you and your family, and I love you guys, man. You guys are like basically like family to me, extended family to me.
Appreciate you, bro. It's all love.
Oh yeah, no worries. And I'm excited for the wedding too, even though it got a little postponed, but I'm excited also for the 93 Collective. That's gonna be dope, and I can't wait to see what comes out.
Oh yeah, bro.
Family, thank you so much for tuning in today to this week's episode of the podcast. Make sure to share it with someone who you think will find value in it. Check out Randy Chang on Instagram at Radderand and on YouTube at Radderand TV. Links are in the show notes. What was the most valuable thing you heard today? Drop it in the review section. Let us know what you thought about the episode on Instagram at Sprouting Minds Podcast. You know what time it is, folks. Boss up. Show the world the goat in you. Until next time, Kaizen.